In this gospel snippet, I want to say a few words on Romans chapter 5 and verse 19, or at least a few words in that verse. By the obedience, or through the obedience of the one man, the many will be, or are, made righteous. Through the obedience of the one man, the many will be made righteous. Romans 5 verse 19. This is a very brief gospel snippet. Much, much more could be said. But let me put to you some of the leading points here. Who is this one man, the one man? None other than the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He is the one man. Through the one man, the many will be made righteous. Now, who are the many? The elect of God. Through the obedience of the one man, the many will be made righteous. Through the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ, the many, the elect, will be made righteous. What is this righteous? Nothing less than perfection before God, fully acceptable to the Lord God himself, in all his holiness, in all his justice. Here are these poor sinners, for that is what the elect are, by themselves and in themselves, under the wrath of God, but by the grace and mercy of God, through the obedience of the one man, the Lord Jesus Christ, they shall be made righteous, without condemnation in the sense and sight of God. This is what the text says. This is what the apostle writes. This is what the Spirit of God has recorded. Through the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ, these sinners are made righteous in God's sight. Not in themselves, but in God's sight. That's the first thing that the apostle is writing here. He will go on to speak about the progress of righteousness within the elect once they have come to Christ. But here he is speaking of justification and positional sanctification. And through the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ, these poor sinners are constituted, made, regarded by God as righteous. Made righteous. This is sometimes restricted to the legal point, that in the sight of God, these sinners are legally acquitted and justified and made righteous in God's sight. But there's more to it. They really are, in Christ, righteous. This is a felt experience. Let us have peace with God then, since we are justified, Paul has said earlier in the chapter. Well, so it is here. Through the obedience of the one man, the many will be made righteous. Now, what is this obedience? Well, the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, was commissioned by his Father to come into the world to save these poor sinners. And so he came, the incarnation, the baby in Bethlehem, in the virgin's womb, laid in the manger, living an obscure life in Palestine, a nomadic preacher, then given up to the sacrifice of himself, the perfection of himself, the glorious, peerless Son of God, became the blood sacrifice to propitiate the wrath of God. So we see his obedience through his life, from the incarnation, right up to the cross, into the cross, so that he cried out, "It is finished, it is accomplished," in his dying words on the cross. Then he was buried, then he rose again for the justification of his people, Romans chapter 4, and he ascended to glory. This is the obedience of Christ, his life and death, his obedience under the law, his sacrifice on the cross, his keeping of the covenant, his yielding of his life as a sacrifice to atone for the sins of his people, the Redeemer of his people. And by that obedience, by the blood and righteousness of Christ, the many are constituted, made, regarded righteous in God's sight. that obedience, the blood to wash away their sins, the obedience of Christ, his righteousness to clothe the sinner, constitutes these, the elect, righteous before God. Now there's a fourfold aspect to this. These sinners are made righteous in the decree of God in eternity past. They were made righteous in the death and resurrection of Christ. They are made constituted righteous in God's sight the moment they trust the Saviour. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and there is full justification. And of course they shall be justified in the appearance of Christ at the last day, when they will be publicly and permanently owned to be righteous in God's sight. But there you have it, my friend. Through the obedience of the one man, the Lord Jesus Christ, the many, the elect, are made righteous, justified in God's sight. Now, the place where we come into all this is that third mark, that third stage, by faith. You can only know, you can only experience this justification by trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. So, two applications. One, to those of you who are believers, to those of us who are believers. Oh, let us rejoice in this glorious finished work of Christ. By his blood and righteousness, we are forgiven our sins, acquitted of all our guilt, and accounted righteous. We have laid to our account the glorious perfection of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is not just a legal term. This is to be felt and enjoyed and delighted in and lived out. That is the first application. The second application is to plead with any of you who are listening to me who have never, never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, will you not come to him now? If you call upon the name of the Lord, you will be saved. You will be able to say, not only by the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ were the many made righteous, you will be able to say, by the grace of God, by the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ, I have been made righteous. I am righteous in the sight of God, and there is therefore now no condemnation to me. If you refuse, you will perish. Oh, do not refuse. Do not refuse such a Saviour. It is a glorious free offer, and here it is made to you again. If you will call, if you will trust, if you will look to the Lord Jesus Christ, the moment you look, the moment you will be fully justified at that very moment. Oh, look to him, I plead with you. Do not push this away. Do not procrastinate. Do not leave it for another time. Do not mock it or turn it aside. Oh, receive the Lord Jesus Christ and rejoice in Romans 5:19. By the obedience of the one man, the many will be made righteous. May it be true for us all, my friend. May it be true for you. Oh, I urge you, look to the Lord Jesus now.